down my entanglement, honest goodness. Wish I could quit the kingdom, leave it. I'd sing like how you hear some people sing when they're happy about something. Hearts bursting open, but I find that each ascension I get reborn, holding tokens instead of gripping onto everlasting peace. Level one in fighting rabbits, nothing for a feast, nothing for the thirst. Armor is whack, a familiar bar basement, turning off the tap for the rats. Stocking up on gum and string, got a long life ahead. Deja vu, what it may bring you, I can't put it down till the crystal breaks. And by that time, I'm an old stick figure. Got stakes in the world as it stands, don't wanna leave it, but I must, because I play it as the council would conceive it.
After all I've done for the council, they'd so soon be rid of me. They'd so soon be rid of me, rid of me. After all I've done for the council,
lingering more just because the council members think the monsters are mature. Just because I draw them into being, reach a chord that I should be banished. Yo, I should be adored. What's more, their monarch's liberty problem persists. If I don't take matters up into my fists, my instruments and my cooking utensils, and cease the sorceress's reprehensible dissemblance. Make a show of sausage, fight it with my wand. Might sound a little dirty, but the creatures like to spawn. And if I adventure it all, find a few before long. Barely notice them now, I'm so sneaky and strong. Council requests I desist, I'm unwilling. Take the basement to its bottom or I vanish. Am I still in the kingdom? No tempted by plexiglass. You can give me a million meat, it won't last.
After all I've done for the council, they'd so soon be rid of me.
They'd so soon be rid of me.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of MC Frontalot Zero Day. Finally, we can play the whole thing with Jake and Mr. Skullhead.
Cool. Are we allowed to play the whole thing?
I would guess so. I'm not going to play like the whole thing all the way through on the break or anything, but I did pick. It's going to be all that for our incidental music tonight.
Cool. What's your favorite song on the album, Mr. Skullhead?
Dude, I don't know. There's so many good songs on this album. This album. I got it on vinyl. Because,
yeah.
I'd say, like, Jacqueline Hyde is way up there.
Yeah.
Charisma Potion.
I was actually going to list those two songs as my favorite songs on the album.
I really like Spoiler Alert, too, though.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm not... That'd be near the bottom of my list on it, I think.
Yeah, but it is kind of like, well, I used to say that's like deciding what my least favorite They Might Be Giants album is.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't
until they released like 40 bullshit semi albums.
Well, for me, like all the anything that came out after The Spine. But we've been through that. Now I can look at the lyrics to Spoiler Alert, which was nice.
Oh yeah, are the lyrics posted somewhere? Are they on Frontalot's site?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because Spoiler Alert, I could tell that I was missing stuff.
Mm. I texted him a couple of times to ask him what lyrics were. That was funny. So yeah, now all the other people out there get to do what we did for all those weeks and just listen to that album over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it freed me up to listen to a single Joanna Newsom song over and over again for like 2 weeks. I don't know why I keep getting on those kicks. Oh, and then I realized that on my I had downloaded a copy of the Amelie soundtrack on my laptop at one point when I didn't have my iPod with me. And apparently the version of it that I downloaded had like 4 extra songs on it. It was some like bonus extended director's cut of the soundtrack.
Huh.
So that was pretty cool. It was like suddenly having something that I like 4% bigger. not to say that there were 100 songs on that soundtrack, but you know. 10-15% bigger, 20% bigger.
20%, that's a lot bit bigger.
Yeah.
You know,
so what have you been up to? I feel like it's been a while since we spoke. It's been 2 weeks since our last confession.
Been a couple weeks. I bought a couple of bicycles. and got a trailer to haul the child in. So, got on a couple of bike rides, hoping that will help with the being a giant fat ass problem.
Oh yeah, do you have a big being a giant fat ass problem?
I do, and I've come here to be a giant fat ass or chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
I see. You seem to be pretty at peace with it. When we were in Florida, you were making fun of me for being skinny.
Yeah, it's not the same as it was when I was single and in college and really desperate to feel like I wasn't a giant fat ass.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's
you just don't want to die of a gut attack.
Right. Well, I'd like to fit into all the other pairs of pants that I have, and you know, gained.
I see.
It's funny though. Like I've gained 2 inches on my waist since like 2 years ago, but I'm still 2 inches skinnier than when I left Phoenix. Not when I left Phoenix, when I got to Phoenix. So a big fat ass, but I have been even bigger and fatter and more of an ass.
Oh, well, cool.
Yeah, so riding a bike is fun, right? But you have to wear a helmet now or you get stared at. And I don't want to get scared,
really?
Stared
why,
at.
Why do you not want to wear a helmet? Do you just, you're like, if I get into a bike wreck and it fucks up my pretty face, I just don't want to live anymore?
I tend to just think like, and I know it's a flawed algorithm, but it's like, I rode a bicycle my entire life without wearing a helmet, and so did everybody I know, and we're all still here.
Yeah, I mean, my argument against that in my own personal experience is that when I was a kid and riding a bicycle without a helmet for my entire life, I was doing so in a tiny town, you know? A tiny town or a small town like Prescott. I mean, I would not, I think, have ridden my bike every day in Prescott on like the freeways, right?
Right.
And the fastest roads in Prescott are like equivalent to the sort of normal roads where I live now. So I don't know. It's weird. Like I'm normally all, you know, a dick about stuff like that, but like I just kind of don't mind wearing a helmet when I ride my bicycle at all. Like being that close to cars that are going like 60 miles an hour just freaks me the fuck out. Not that I'm likely to survive a collision anyway.
I guess
one of them
head.
Decides that they're going to run me down, but
the top of his head.
The top of his head is still alive. We just need to do a transplant from the eyebrows down.
Yeah. I don't know. So what is there? Are there good places to ride a bike in Minnesconsin? Soda?
Yeah, we're even riding on the parkways, which are...
Do you park on the rideway?
Yeah, just to fuck with people. Yeah, like the parkways are 20 miles per hour top speed for cars, and then there are bike paths all up in them too. So it's really like, if somebody managed to hit me and mess me up, I don't know. It just sucked. It was like, this is uncomfortable, and it looks goofy, and I don't like it, and I don't want to do it.
I mean, it looks goofy on everybody, though, you know? Yeah. At least you have that.
It didn't help that every single grown-up that we passed on the way wasn't wearing a helmet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody. Well, the thing is, like, over north where we live, it's more like people with three kids who are riding, you know, like the $180 bike from Target, which we're riding the $50 bike from Craigslist, so, you know. But
sweet.
If we were over south where all the hip kids live, there would be $1,500 bikes and helmets.
But right.
It seems like if you're not that into cycling enough to buy a real bike, I guess.
Right, to get like a sweet fixie and have the handlebars sculpted to match the handlebars of your ridiculous mustache.
Right. I don't know what's
a lot of expensive
anymore.
Bicycles in San Francisco. I did a tremendous amount of working and hiking and drinking last week.
Are you, like, living in San Francisco now? It's like...
No, I was just there for, like, a week. I helped my buddy move. I mostly was like, hey, do you need help moving? And I made air quotes with my fingers because I was really just looking for an excuse to go to San Francisco.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's where the internet is, Mr. Skullhead.
Eventually you're going to get tired of wearing all those flowers in your hair, though.
It's probably true. And of leaving my heart there so I can't... actually be here for very long, or else I'll run out of oxygen in my blood.
Boy, that's gonna be a weird noise.
What is that noise?
I'm stabbing tinfoil.
Why? Oh, I see. You're about to smoke some legal substances out of your legal device.
Yep. Gonna do me some rips on the hookah. Brah.
Some rips.
Some riffs. Tubes. Stop trying to smoke me, you guys.
Have you seen any movies or read any books in the last 2 weeks?
I just finished the new Stephen King book, and boy howdy was that good.
The Under the Dome thing?
Yep.
I was considering either getting a copy. I don't know, though. Like, I could get a copy, or I could just wait for my mom to finish reading it and give me hers, because that's what she always does now, right, when she gets Stephen King books.
And it seems like there shouldn't be more than one copy of that to a family, because it is a huge fucking book.
Yeah, is it, like, stand length?
No, it's a little over 1,000 pages. It reads at the speed of, like, a Harry Potter book, though.
I see.
Like, I was doing 300-page chunks of it, just because it just, the plot is so propulsive and the writing so transparent that just keeps going. I like it. He keeps setting up various generic plot points and then just blowing past them. So there's this propulsive action, but a lot of the things that the characters are doing doesn't amount to much at the end of it.
Oh, you know, now that I think about it, when I was down there visiting my mom last time, I did read the first, like, 30 or 40 pages of it. Seemed pretty weird. Seemed like a pretty spooky thing happened there. It was, like, horrible.
It's actually more sci-fi than horror.
Oh, yeah?
I was surprised.
A lot of his stuff is.
Hmm.
Tommyknockers.
It was good. Like,
say what you will, I really like the Tommyknockers.
That was the one book of Stephen King's that I didn't like.
I feel like we've talked about this before. Why didn't you like it? You didn't like that there were aliens?
I don't know. I barely remember anything about it, which I'm sure is true of Mr. King as well. But, I don't know. I felt like it just kind of falled apart at the end.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and falled apart.
Is that how you felt, Paul?
It's falling apart at the end, Paul.
I don't know. You know, it was like she finds a spaceship and gives her superpowers.
And she, like, takes off in the spaceship. There being
a holographic church. Did you think it was worse than Dreamcatcher?
I liked the book Dreamcatcher, to be honest.
Yeah, so did I.
It's hard to remember that because the movie was so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, just the sort of ending change that didn't make any sense. This is our great plan, guys, for saving this planet.
We're going to get this retarded guy to actually be a leopard from Stargate somehow. I don't know.
I was looking up somebody that was in something that I was watching the other day. It was this woman that was in Deadwood played the mother on Sleepwalkers. Was it even a Stephen King movie, or was it just one of those things like The Lawnmower Man where they just took the name of a Stephen King story?
No, it's the other way around. Like, you know how you're always thinking, like, man, they screwed up this book so much. I wish they would just let the author write the script and direct it. That was Sleepwalkers. That was Stephen King having control of the helm from beginning to end, and it's just fucking terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in general, his involvement doesn't do much for movies.
Well, I think it's true that he's not a movie writer, like a script writer or a director, and for a reason.
Yeah.
It's best when you get like a Frank Darabont or somebody who will, like, be faithful to the original, but turn it into a movie.
I'm not even positive that being faithful to the original is that important. I mean, just The Shining, Kubrick's The Shining was so good.
Did you watch the miniseries Shining?
I did, I think.
With the brother from Wings?
Yeah, the guy from
Wings. Yeah, no, it's cool. I watch everything with the guys from Wings. like anybody from like I follow Thomas Hayden Church and Tony Shalhoub, you know. Wings was fucking good. Have you seen that episode of Family Guy where they're all hanging out and Quagmire's talking about Wings and how good it is, and nobody else remembers that the show exists, and he gets super pissed off and just like storms out?
No,
because he's so angry that they don't appreciate Wings the way that he does.
Oh yeah, actually, Wings was great. It would have been better if they had had a character do that who wasn't a pilot, though. If he just had a hard-on for the show for no particular reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. You know. I think those characters just channel different aspects of Seth MacFarlane's personality, and he thinks of the creepy perv as the one who likes Wings.
I still think that there should be a church at the corner of Thomas and Hayden in Phoenix.
Yeah, there really should be.
And I hope that he names his kid Free Methodist. Or you can open the door if you want to.
Oh, no, it's no problem.
I'm smoking my hookah around a civilian, feeling kind of guilty.
Oh, yeah? Are you just handing out cancer like an old lady on Halloween? As you know, old ladies on Halloween hand out cancer.
I hated that house. It was worse than the toothbrushes.
What'd you
get? The old lady with just a bag of cancer.
But I mean, you had to be a little bit impressed that she actually had like small pieces of cancer to give out to people.
That's... Yeah, that and in those quantities, or maybe you know, maybe we were the only ones whose parents made us go there.
Did you take the nice lady's cancer? Just okay. Don't be a jerk.
And the 1 year we found the razor blade in the cancer, that one we didn't have to go back.
Who we got with you there?
That's Adam Dunn.
Oh, hi, Adam Dunn.
Hello.
Adam Dunn's wife is doing Jess's friend's makeup for her wedding, so Jess and Adam Dunn's wife and the baby have gone over there to practice doing the makeup.
Practice doing, like, what?
Apparently you practiced, like, 4 months before the wedding, was it? You practiced doing the makeup.
I did not actually understand. Like, I don't know any more about anything than I did before you uttered the sentence where you explained all of that.
Oh, dude, I'm married to a professional makeup artist, and I still don't understand why the things happen the way they do.
Who's getting married?
Kaya.
Okay.
Kaya was at the wedding of ours.
Was that person mentioned?
No.
Okay. I was like,
I was trying to leave names out of
what wedding you're talking about.
I didn't want to confuse you.
I'm preparing for.
I thought if I just hurled a bunch of names at you, you know, like, Mara's doing Kaya's makeup for the wedding, so Jess, Ollie, and Mara went to Kaya's house and Adam's here.
I see. You know what there isn't in Phoenix that there is in San Francisco is a constant haze of pot smoke over everything. Noticing that.
There's a lot less poop on the sidewalk.
That's true. So we did the greater than sign change that's made everybody except Stupak happy. Although he's not actually unhappy about it. He's just saying this doesn't do anything for fast softcore, and then everybody's like, "Shut up, you ungrateful jerk." Sort of deliberately didn't do anything for fast softcore because I wanted to spend some. I did not want the thing to get held up because we couldn't figure out the right way to approach it doing something for fast softcore, and I was like, well, I'll put it out there, and then I will post and say, well, we're still going to do something for softcore, but we haven't done it yet, we haven't decided what we're going to do, so, you know, discuss this amongst yourselves. But then people started talking about it, like, maybe it did have an impact, so I was like, you know, I'm just going to leave this discussion be and see what happens and not say anything until I go on the radio and then see what people say about that. And so I still don't know what I'm going to do with it, but... Yeah, so this is not actually true, but I was going to make a joke about how I was going to revamp the Hidden Temple today, but I can't because I left my notebook along with my heart in San Francisco. That kind of sucks. That's like an important notebook. It had like all the notes for the thing that I was working on and all the notes for everything that I have worked on ever.
But that means that
I know right where it is. It's in the possession of somebody who's hanging on to it for me, and I'm probably gonna have them mail it to me. But I fucking hate it when I leave important things behind.
Did you also leave your DVD copy of the movie The Notebook?
No, I don't even know any. Is that the movie with Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Okay. I think. Is he wearing muslin?
No, it's Gosling. He's not related to Kate and John Gosling of John and Kate Plus 8.
That, isn't that G-O-S-S-E-L-I-N? I guess I thought it was, yeah. Gosling, like G-O-S-L-I-N.
No, it's got a G at the end of it.
What about Aslan?
When he gets... No, that's Aslang. When he gets older, he's just going to be Ryan Goose, and that will be a lot easier.
Uh-huh. Well, let's hope he finds a nice woman named Gander to marry so that they'll be happy together.
Yeah, because what's good for one?
What's good for Ryan Goose is good for Ryan Gander.
His wife.
So I'll have to find somebody named Ryan Gander to marry. So, what else happened with video games? There was St. Patrick's Day that I just forgot existed. Luckily, there were places to drink near where I was. Mm. Went to a bar that had a special. It was like a Guinness and a shot of Jameson's for $8. So that night went downhill in a hurry.
We went out to see Four Pints Shy at some big tent behind an Irish pub.
Is that a band with people you know in it or something?
Yeah, they're Drunk and Disorderly, the guys who played at our wedding.
Right.
Minus a couple of people, plus a fiddler and a female vocalist, too.
I see.
So, yeah, it was ridiculous.
They should add an email vocalist. Where at the concerts there's a dude that just sends email to all of the what do you call people who are at a show? The audience.
Concert goers? I don't know.
Concert goers. I was gonna say all the customers, but that's not really what you'd call them, or, you know, all the attendees, I guess.
Mm.
Anyway, somebody that just emails the words of all of the songs to everyone attending the concert in real time.
I was just thinking somebody sending email from his house and having like a text-to-speech program at the end of the line there.
Mm. Oh, and then having that be broadcast during the concert. Huh? Mm-hmm. That's another way of approaching it. Did you hear Roger Ebert talking using that voice synthesizer that's made out of samples of him talking?
Yeah, it... After hearing everybody talk about it, I wasn't as impressed as I might have been.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing that they can do it, but it still sounds incredibly computery.
Yeah.
But I guess it's
if one of us ever loses our voice, we'll probably be able to do the same thing because there's so much reconstructed audio, or there's so much audio for them to reconstruct it from, but it will all be like 24 bit rate, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll just sound like we're at the bottom of a well.
Sounds good.
Shouting through a megaphone into a microphone.
Let's see. What do we got?
We got some twat questions. Thieves282 says, Jake, could you listen to the Diamond Radio program? What do you think of the idea? I like the idea. I have not listened to it yet. I plan to, but every time it occurred to me to put it on my, I've only spent a couple hours at my house since I got back in my town. Every time it occurs to me to put it on my iPod, I can't, because the only thing that I can use to put stuff on my iPod is the computer at my house. So I should do that now, while I'm sitting at that computer. Half Void says, since you mentioned the movie They Live, how about a random chance to see one of the aliens when equipped with Spooky Raven's glasses? Hey, you know, I found out that Rowdy Roddy Piper, man, this is fucking nuts. So, the next three weekends at the Improv in Tempe, Tom Green, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Bob Goldthwait. I'm not actually gonna, like, I don't understand what Rowdy Roddy Piper is doing going to a comedy club?
Shakespeare.
Oh.
He's going to hurl Shakespearean insults at the crowd, of course.
Oh, I think he's going to hurl Shakespeare at the crowd. Shakespeare being another wrestler.
He's going to shake a spear. He's going to hurl it into the crowd. He's just going to stand there and chew gum, actually.
Yep. It's cool to
say, I came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of ass.
Yep. That was good. I respect him for prompting that Mystery Science Theater joke.
Yeah. Goddamn Tom Green. Like, seeing Tom Green and Bobcat Goldthwait back-to-back would be a punishment.
I don't know that I actually think that Bob Goldthwait is funny. I like his name
To know what his deal is. Like, him and Emo Phillips, which, okay, you go months and years without mentioning Emo Phillips, and then you do it twice in a day, which is weird. But what the hell is wrong with Bobcat Goldthwait and Emo Phillips? Do we know? Like, does he have some kind of degenerative disease or Tourette's? Or, because, you know, Bobcat Goldthwait's got the, like, throat-clearing thing all the time. And the twitching. Is he putting that on? Or, you know, it's like with Tom Green being totally retarded. You're like, is that a retarded guy? Or is he just pretending to be a retarded guy? Like, is it okay to laugh?
Even he is neither is just retarded nor to pretending to be retarded. I think that the explanation that you're looking for is that he is awesome.
Yeah, but answer the question, because, you know, is he like Wesley Willis awesome in that he's, you know, at least he's getting out there even though he's mentally handicapped? Or is he awesome in that we're all supposed to be in on the joke that this guy's terrible but we're celebrating anyway?
Wesley Willis was mentally ill, not mentally handicapped, and Wesley Willis is not terrible. So your argument doesn't make any sense. Right? This is a thing that you're saying that doesn't make any sense.
Wesley Willis was terrible, but hipsters all pretended to like him because that was cool.
But you're just wrong about that. You're wrong about that in the same way that you're wrong about PBR. Like, you're just wrong. PBR tastes good.
See, that I would believe you, except that I've had PBR to drink before.
Okay, but I mean, do
and
you
I have heard Wesley Willis's music, and
you've known me.
And
you've
it's
known
terrible.
Me for a long, long time, Mr. Skullhead. Am I the kind of guy who pretends to like shit in order to be cool?
No, so I have no idea.
Right, so I like Wesley Willis, and I like PBR so because they are talented and delicious,
irrespectively.
PBR is banking on like a blue ribbon from like 1851. They haven't won a competition since.
So you take. I don't understand Wesley Willis. You take a guy who's schizophrenic and go, this guy's an amazing musician. And they're like, oh, that's really cool that he's schizophrenic. He's also an amazing musician. And they're like, nope, by amazing musician we mean hits random buttons on his keyboard and says the same phrase 8 or 9 times and then he's done.
He's not, that is, okay, I would not describe like, him as an amazing, I would,
it would
not
be
describe
interesting
him as an
if
amazing musician, right? But what I, like, what strikes me as valuable about Wesley Willis's work is that it is coming from an approach to, like, the idea of rock and roll that no one else has ever been capable of taking, right? Like, because he read somewhere or somebody told him once that the ideal length for a song on the radio was like, you know, 2 minutes and 44 seconds or whatever. Every song that he records is exactly that length, right? Like, he's not randomly hitting buttons. He is playing with, not even playing with, he's not really experimenting. He is just recreating rock and roll strong suction. Suction. Rock and roll sutures.
Strong suction.
Like, and he,
which
the,
would be
the songs,
fascinating if
not
it were
just saying
all
random
interesting
words, we're
to
saying
listen
the same
to.
Things over and over again. The songs have verses with lyrics that tell a story, and they're funny.
Nonsense that doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's not nonsense that doesn't make any sense. It's I mean.
I just think.
How much sense does Vampire Bird
make? It is like any more than like if I made up a story about murdering your family. Is that nonsense? I mean, if somebody makes up a story, is all fiction nonsense?
All fiction that's written by a 5-year-old is kind of nonsense, yeah. And if a 5-year-old got on stage with a keyboard and did that, what Wesley Willis does, I wouldn't be impressed. I would be impressed if, you know, like, somebody who had some kind of interesting,
there is
different
something
approach.
Wrong with you if you wouldn't be impressed by that. If you're not impressed by a coherent performance of a rock concert.
Once upon a time, a man was attacked by a vampire bird. He was sucked to death. The vampire bird killed him at last. The lake of fire tore his ass up. He was burning to the crisp. He was cast into the lake of burning flame. Why the fuck are people celebrating that and making me feel like I should enjoy it? See, I felt kind of betrayed.
Because it is awesome.
Because it is terrible. What the fuck? Like, if he were not schizophrenic, if that was a character he was playing and that was, like, performance art, I could maybe understand.
Well, okay, just what is the difference? What is the difference?
It being a performance versus somebody who's just fucked up in the head trying to play rock and roll and failing.
It is a performance.
He thinks that those songs are good.
How is what he is doing any less of a performance than if somebody was pretending to do it just because it reflects his actual beliefs instead of something that he's pretending to?
Because they would know that the songs are terrible and sound like they were written by someone who was seriously mentally ill. Like, but I mean, fuck, man. It kills me that, like, so before I had heard any Wesley Willis, I had heard a description, you know, he's this schizophrenic guy, and he has a keyboard, and he has this really complex mythology behind, you know, his delusions, and he does these amazing songs. Like, oh, that sounds great. It's like, David Byrne likes this guy. Holy crap. You know, Zach likes this guy. Well, that's, you know, that's 50-50. But then, when I actually heard it, I was so disappointed, it actually made me angry. Like, what the fuck, hipsters?
David Byrne is not a hipster, and neither am I. There weren't even any. There weren't even really hipsters when Wesley Willis got popular.
Okay, what the fuck, people whose opinions I normally respect? Why did you? Why did we all decide that? Like, why are we enjoying this? Are we enjoying it because look at the retard bang on his keyboard?
I'm not. I'm enjoying it because it is good. I'm enjoying it because it is entertaining. I am enjoying it because when I listen to it, I get all the feelings in my head that I get when I listen to music that I like.
I don't understand how that could possibly be.
Nevertheless, thoughts that pop into his head. I'm not imagining it. You know? I am sure as hell not pretending to like it, and I am sure as hell not, like... There were a handful of people at the concert who were, like, making fun of him, and the rest of the people at the concert were like, shut up, you assholes. Right? So, like, I don't think that in general it's his fan base is coming from that approach.
I probably would have been that guy if you hadn't told me anything about, you know, if I hadn't heard any of his music and somebody took me to a show. Before I left, I probably would be like, oh, so we're like, we're enjoying this ironically, right? Like, we would watch, like, a Mystery Science Theater movie. Like, no, this is great music. No, it's not. It's a guy who can't sing and can't write lyrics, and that's okay because he's mentally ill, and he doesn't know that he can't sing and he can't write lyrics, but putting him on a stage is fucking cruel.
I'm not going to say that he is a good singer, but he can write lyrics.
I am a good person to the max. I am a good guy in Jesus' name. I am a brilliant young man. I am so handsome like Gretel. I am a nice guy in Jesus' name. I have a mean schizophrenia demon in my head. My demon racks me with profanity. My demon keeps me from joy bus riding by torturing me. Kinko's, it's the copy center. Chorus of that song would be Wesley Willis, Wesley Willis, Wesley Willis, Wesley Willis. How is that something that you're supposed to enjoy unironically? I don't understand it. I don't.
Because it is good.
I think we've established pretty empirically that it's terrible.
The lyrics of Vampire Bat are awesome.
In the same way that Tom Green is awesome, in that they're random and terrible.
They're not random and terrible. They tell a story about a guy who was getting stabbed in the ass by a vampire bird.
I'm just convinced that you're putting me on.
Ah, God, you can be if you want. I get people's objection to Tom Green, right? Like, and I mean, you know, honestly, I get people's objection to Wesley Willis too. But it's to me, it's like, I can't think of an example of this that you're not going to get even angrier about, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff that I like that I understand that other people don't like, right? And I guess with Wesley Willis, I can understand that more than some other things because it's like not, you know, I would not describe it as like accessible or like. You know, I mean, it's catchy.
See, I knew you were going to say that, but I wouldn't even argue that it's that it's not accessible. I would argue that it's not music in any way that I understand it. It's a crazy guy fucking around with a keyboard.
So, but maybe that's it, right? Like, maybe it is not music in the way that anybody except he understands it, but a glimpse into a completely alien way of understanding music is compelling as a work of art.
Okay, I can dig that, but then he should be playing on a street corner or, you know, studied in a classroom and not playing arenas
Did play on street corners until enough people heard him who liked him that they allowed him to kind of take it on the road and start recording albums. I mean, it's not...
It's terrible. It sounds like a joke.
Sure. I mean, you can say it sounds like a joke, right? But, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess it's weird... It's always weird to me when you are... I mean, I guess I do this too, right? I mean, I'll just... You know, we were talking today, like, I just don't like Henry Rollins. Like, right. I don't sit around talking about how I don't like Henry Rollins. You don't sit around talking about how you don't like Wesley Willis, right? Like, it's only if it comes up. Although, you brought this up. Now, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's because I'm going to see Tom Green on Saturday. You're just jealous. You're just jealous that you don't get to see Tom Green on Saturday.
Yep, that's it.
So, I mean, the stuff that Tom Green does, like... And, you know, we disagree about this on some fundamental levels. Also, you know, I like Tommy Boy, and you don't like Tommy Boy because you think that they're just making fun of him because he's fat. I like David Spade and Tommy Boy. And I think David Spade is good when he's playing off of Chris Farley, right? And that's just a thing that I like, and you don't like it, whatever.
Yeah, I hate
that, at least, it's like a level of discourse thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just think, for you, the comedy is too dumb to enjoy it. And to me, like, you know, I like a fart joke every once and then.
No, I wouldn't say that I'm taking the high road or anything. I specifically don't like Fat Guy Fall Down as comedy.
Right, which I don't either. Right? Like, I don't care. Like, the slapstick bits of it are not the things that I find entertaining.
It's just really interesting because you were saying the same thing about Tom Green. Like, none of the things that he does when he's supposed to be funny are what you like. It's when he's just talking like a total retard that you like him.
But he's not talking like a retard. He's just talking in a weird way that I find entertaining.
In a weird way that he would, you know, almost as if there's something wrong with his mental capacity. Like, it's slower, you know, maybe retarded somehow.
It's not slower. Tom Green is a smart guy. He is a smart guy, and he is funny in a particular way that some people really like and some people really don't. You know?
Yeah.
I guess it is weird because we like so many of the same things, right? That it's when we get these things, like, you know, like your meatloaf, your your Tom Green. I don't know. I don't have the energy to really hate. You told me, though, that Meatloaf apparently did a cover of a song from Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yep.
Yeah.
And actually, I didn't like it, so you would probably, you might love it.
Yeah, maybe I would. I have not given Hedwig and the Angry Inch the second chance that it probably merits.
Nah.
It's one of those things that so many people that I like, that it's, you know, maybe that's my Wesley Willis, right? Like, I don't get why so many people whose opinions about things I generally respect are like, Hedwig and the Angry Inch is so awesome, and I watched it and I was like, that is the worst fucking thing I have ever seen.
But you've seen Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently there's nothing wrong with Emo Phillips or Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
That's just their stand-up persona. It doesn't say whether Tom Green's retarded or just acting retarded, so...
Uh-huh.
Dude, like, so the only thing I've seen Tom Green speak at any length in is Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
And even in that, just, like, he has, like, four lines. And one of them is, like, he calls his girlfriend Starfish. Like, Starfish, where are you going, Starfish? Starfish, was it my fault, Starfish? Starfish, what are you doing, Starfish? And apparently in his mind, that is just fucking hilarious because he just keeps doing it. It's like, he's clearly, he's not He's either retarded or he's acting retarded, and either way, I mean, that, it's cruel to
so
put him
I would
on TV.
I would argue that that scene is by far the most entertaining scene in the movie.
I've never
Charlie's
seen Road Trip.
Yeah, he's hilarious in Road Trip when he's like trying to goad the snake into eating, and he's like playing just like one chord. He's Mitch, release the fury. I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
No, I'm picturing that in his voice, and it just fills me with rage. I cannot stand that motherfucker. I don't know why.
Freddy got fingered is just awesome. I mean, it's like,
I think this all comes back that Mr. Skullhead just is upset that he didn't invent X-Ray Cat. That's the big one.
That's true. And that back when he was a banana, he was unable to get a job as a telephone repairman.
Exactly. And these things just upset him deeply.
Hey, you've seen Freddy Got Fingered 2, and now you're making in-jokes about Freddy Got Fingered 2?
Oh my god, there's a Freddy Got Fingered 2?
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, and it's T-O-O. It's a different Freddy.
Oh man.
You know, it's like Splash T-O-O.
Was there a Splash T-O-O?
Yeah. It was the...
Was it fucking awful?
Yeah, it was... It was.
What are you doing watching?
It went directly to TV. The, like, Wild World of Disney back in the... Wide World of Disney back in the 90s. And it was, instead of Daryl Hannah, it was Amy Yazbeck, who was, like... If you haven't heard of her, that's not surprising. The redhead in The Mask.
I never saw The Mask.
Instead of... they replaced Tom Hanks with somebody else.
Gutenberg.
Like, the only guy from the original movie was... Actually, no. Entirely different cast. But, like, they just cast another big fat guy and, like, here, act like John Candy.
I remember watching Splash over and over and over again when I was a kid, and I remember almost nothing about it.
You just wanted to look at Daryl Hannah's ass.
I don't know if that was true. I think it might have been too early for me to... Wait, no, I still don't like asses.
Right. No, it's nonsense.
Let's see.
What can you say about this guy?
Did you see on the main page?
Wolf V says, how much more VIP clan equipment are we going to be expecting to get? Any, maybe one from the traveling... maybe one from the traveling trader? I don't know that we would do... that we did the rumpus room item. I don't know that we would do a VIP thing there. I would not expect more in Mr. Store than one a year, probably. And I don't know even how long we'd keep that up, because the thing will just get ridiculous after a while, right? Maybe one or two elsewhere in the game over the entire lifetime of the game. The idea of putting something in in each clan dungeon that either goes into the VIP lounge or the regular Rumpus room is an idea that I like a lot, but it's also an idea that I have not gotten around to doing yet. I wonder if at some point it wouldn't make sense to look into like a Obopolis patch, like see like what's going on in here, can we add some content, can we just give it a once over, see if we can add some goodies to it, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it'd be possible to make it enough better than it is that people who've already run it 20 times are going to want to run it 20 more times, but...
we should just do a sequel. That's as big.
I think that's probably... I think you're probably right. Probably the thing to do. What's bigger than a Metropolis? Like, what would... If Superman had been born in Metropolis... Well, I mean, he wasn't born in Smallville, but... If he had started out living in Metropolis, where would he have moved to?
I think it would have to be like Hobo Planet.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that if his pod crashed in Metropolis, that's just outrageous?
That'd be like if he had a kid that he abandoned for 5 years. And if Lois Lane lost 300 pounds and was played by a stick figure. And if
what?
That would be like Kevin Spacey forgetting how to act.
Or, like, hiring James Marsden, or not James Marsden, but, James Marsden, and thinking he can act.
That's true. Have you seen Superman Returns?
No.
James Marsden was Cyclops in X-Men. and they douched him up considerably for Superman Returns.
He didn't seem like the kind of guy who could be much douchier.
Oh, they managed it.
You watch Superman Returns, and you will be pleasantly surprised by his douche level.
Pleasantly. It's like a refreshing spring rain.
It's the only surprise that's pleasant in Superman Returns.
When Superman Returns is just... take the plot of the first Superman movie and do it again, only Superman's left Earth for 5 years because after he had sex with Lois, he went all emo. And so he leaves, and... leaves Lois knocked up, apparently, and comes back, and he has this estranged child that has, like, latent superpowers, and...
Huh. I have not actually seen, I don't think that I've seen any of the original Superman movies all the way through.
Seeing the first three of them is something you should do.
Superman 2 is the one with Neil before Zod, right?
Yeah.
And the one where he spins the Earth backwards to rewind time?
I think that's the first one.
Oh. What happens in the third one?
Richard Pryor takes over the world somehow.
Cool.
Well, Richard Pryor writes a computer program to steal a bunch of money and then comes up with a thing that splits Superman into good and evil and... Yeah.
And they use Richard Pryor's program to steal money in Office Space.
Right.
I see. Yeah, Jalandi says, have you guys done your taxes yet? And the ones for asymmetric? My taxes are the ones for asymmetric, and they're not like done yet. I'm waiting on signatures, but they're like ready to go. The IRS should hire Riff to write all the tax forms in a puzzle version. That would be pretty. I mean, basically, tax forms to me are already an inscrutable puzzle to the point where I just like. I never learned how to do it, even when all I had was, like, a straightforward job. Like, I always just either, I'm like, you know, I could either spend, like, 3 days trying to figure out what the fuck, or I could just pay somebody, like, $50 to do my taxes for me. And, like, basically from the time I was, like, 19, it was always worth it to me to pay somebody to do my taxes, or use TurboTax, which once TurboTax existed, I just started doing that, and it was fun.
I did nothing but the 1040 Easy until I met Jess, and her mom has experience doing taxes, so she does it every year.
Oh. See, I was just always afraid that if I were just, like, filling out the forms, like, I was just... It seemed like there were so many assumptions that you had to go into it with that there was no way that I was going to be able to not just fuck it up and, like, get in trouble.
It seemed like the 1040 Easy was pretty straightforward, but then after the first time that Julie did it, instead of my return being, I get 100 back from the state and owe 100 to the Fed, it was like a $4,000 refund.
Mm.
So I discovered there was a sizable difference.
Right, between doing your taxes legitimately and then having a criminal do them for you.
Uh-huh. She's like, actually, it turns out you shouldn't have been paying taxes at all. And she explained how the income tax was unconstitutional.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
Daphne wants you to pick up some milk on the way home.
Yeah, who the fuck is Daphne?
She's the blonde on the Scooby-Doo show, I think.
She's the one who wants you to get milk on the way home, dude.
I thought Daphne has red hair, and I'm already home, and there's nobody named Daphne here.
Maybe you went home.
So you know.
From the shadows, Daphne leaps.
I had a dream that I was in some city park, and there was some, like, fucked up, mangy-looking, like, dying rabbit thing, sort of, like, walking through the city park past a bunch of, like, obnoxious hippies that were sitting on a blanket. And as I was watching, I was like, oh, man. And then all of these stray cats, like, just descended on it and just started, like, tearing it to pieces. It was awful. And I was, like, trying to scare the cats off, but then the hippies were like, don't do that. This is nature at work. And I was like, but I don't want to watch this shit, right? Like, God. I don't know why I just thought of that.
What a bunch of obnoxious hippies, man.
Was it more disturbing than the chicken people?
The chicken people? The chicken people that you were eating.
Yeah, the restaurant there were genetically engineered. like people skeletons with chicken meat and skin on them.
That's kind of awesome.
But they didn't feel pain, right? So they would just like walk into boiling oil and get all cooked, and then walk out and just offer you a wing.
Did they have wings?
Well, like their arms were built more like chicken wings. Huh. They were like 6 feet tall, and the restaurant had a food challenge where if you ate an entire chicken person, you got a t-shirt or something.
That's awesome.
And like, it was weird because the first time when I walked into the restaurant for the first time as its owner, it's like, God, this is really disturbing. And like, it's like holding out its arm for me to eat. And by the end of it, we're just pounding them.
Huh.
Yep. Chicken people. That's what you get when you, I guess we watched a horror movie and then nothing but Man versus Food for an entire evening.
What is Man versus Food?
There's some dude who drives around the country looking for those, like, eat a 30-pound steak in an hour and it's free, then does it.
Oh, wow. Is he a huge fat dude?
No, he's built like me.
So, he's a huge fat dude? With a tiny dick?
Oh! Look, I wouldn't say you're a part of my body, tiny dick.
Oh, well.
Be better if instead of him going around to places like finding the 30-pound steak in an hour, he like just literally went and fought restaurant food, just went to war with like a plate of mashed potatoes every week,
just swinging a battle axe into a pile of roast beef.
Looks like man wins this round. Macaroni and cheese.
Meal raper.
Meal raper. Meal raper. That would be the theme song to Meal Raper. You're welcome.
That's how it would go, huh?
Yep. A little something like, Feel Reaper! Feel Reaper!
Second voice seals the deal.
It really does.
Miss Train wrote into Radio Bug Fair, my four-year-old just told me a joke, and seeing how you're the experts, maybe you can tell what kind it is. What is a light bulb screwed in a light bulb? A sailor. I like it. I like the jokes that kids make up when they sort of understand what jokes are, but not really.
Yeah.
And maybe it is because I think that nonsense is funny, thus my appreciation of Wesley Willis and Tom Green.
Aha, so you do think Wesley Willis is funny. You are enjoying him because you're mocking him.
Well, I think the lyrics to Vampire Bat are funny because it's a... It is funny that the name of the song is Vampire Bat, and it is a story about vampire birds. Because there's no such thing as a vampire bird.
But the chorus brings it right back to Vampire Bat. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, which is, they're good because they're funny, right? Like, a genuine song about, like, walking into somebody's house and murdering their entire family while they sleep is not funny. But a funny one is. Pineapple of Despair says, I really like the fact there is now an outfit which turns one into a penguin. Thanks, guys. Hey, you're welcome, guys. I really appreciate you sinking the meat to buy it.
No problem.
Linguini Lad says, so, Jake, I would like to know how it is possible that Boozer Bear had a metric fuckton of Mr. Store stuff in his display case. Did he purchase them all with bug meat? Some of it, but he was also a pretty, pretty shrewd investor back in the dizzy.
He did a decent service to us by buying Mr. Accessories from people who donated, using meat to buy them, and investing that meat wisely in items.
Yeah, I mean, so he's effectively making an effort to, like, sort of sink Mr. A's early on, which I'm sure, you know, created some scarcity stuff. Evangeline Q says, how is it that Obopolis still lacks a trophy associated with it? Seems rather unfortunate that a zone that expansive doesn't have an extra incentive to participate. Decided when I was first, like, thinking about what clan dungeons were going to be, that we weren't going to put regular trophies in them, that we would have clan trophies in them instead. So, Hobopolis, you know, because there are so few clan dungeons, it does not seem like a thing the way that trophies seem like a thing, but, like, Hobopolis has, what, like, 6-7 trophies
in it?
Mm. You know? It's just a thing. Green N72 says, "Dear Jake, I was wondering how often people donate anything other than exactly $10. I know it's Zly's job to know this, but I thought you might know. And fairly often, I feel like there's a lot of people who will, you know, even people who like tend to donate $10 a month will sometimes do like $30 every 3 months or something. Almost nobody ever donates just weird amounts, like, you know, $14 or whatever. But if that's what you meant,
just people keep donating $5 at a time. It's really sad for them."
Hell Demon 1 says, "Has content ever rolled that was quickly redacted because of a joke someone found unsavory? Do you guys even care if a joke isn't funny?" Oh, wait, never mind about the last part. Do you even care if you're an asshole?
We went into that one on last week's show a little bit.
Oh, did you?
And talked about roofies and again about how, more than people being offended, I felt like it needed a better joke.
Yeah.
And that whole thing. I still maintain.
No, you're right. It's funnier. I mean, than just being a thing, you know. I care if a joke isn't funny. I mean, it bothers me when I can't come up with a good enough joke for an item description, so I make Scully do it. Hmm. I'm kind of proud of the item I described today.
That was pretty awesome.
Let's see. What the hell? Urazini says, "Saving Grace, a must-see person who wouldn't normally sell weed sells weed movie, and it's got Bill Bailey in it." Oh, wait, that was not supposed to be Radio Bug Fair question.
We were talking about some movie that had just come out that was, get this, it's a guy who you'd never expect to sell weed, and then he starts selling weed. Wacky. It's like, wow, I've never, ever heard of that as a movie plot before. We were trying to think of good movies about people who wouldn't normally sell weed selling weed. Like Half-Baked. Yeah, Half-Baked was presented, but I've never seen Half-Baked, either on weed or not.
Well, I've seen it, but I don't remember anything about it.
Because that's not slightly offended that we're friends. You haven't seen it.
Oh, great. Now I have to see another dumb fucking movie to stay somebody's friend.
Oh, cool. Hey, speaking of which, you know, by which I mean not speaking of which at all, you want to take a break and play a bunch of MC Frontalots?
I do. We're, here's one of our favorites, both of us. And we'll be back in, call it 15.
Invocation, many rhymes expended in the process. Compression so fresh, you wonder, am I lossless? Does it cost this too? So any question what I'm willing to do? Tip the lid off, tilt the flask in hand. Taste like ass, but the task is grand. Bent the lastest man, pick for the kickball. Incoordinate to hit, I miss a brick wall. That won't help an unpopular pick. Take a swig, now I'm captaining shit. And I'm putting legitimate players on duty to gather them beauties. What thought I had cooties? Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? Sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? Sip the extract, you command the respect. By the CHA on my character sheet, yes, I pencil a plus the side. Deem it discreet from the inked in single digit charm that I got in initial calculations. Weighted and fraught with compromises, not with surprises. No shock to the misers of points when I'm leveling up. The prizes all go in one cup. Which one? INT increased always and didn't start low. Now it got so high, I get to fake the flow. Just by figuring out the simulation and enacting, I get crafty, take the vials worth exactly. Another couple sips, I'm up on top of the world. Yet another to my lips, the way the rhymes get hurled. Jid the fix to my person, impossible statistic. A temporary boost, it desists quick.
Desists quickly. I ought to say quickly. It is an adverb.
Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To
potion such a length I make a subset of bath time wrinkles. Devote them to this amplification of fabulousness. Take a stab at a disc, note it doesn't connect. So buffed you don't even need to look up the check. Just hand the dice over, hang the head low. Don't blame it on the captivation, the enchantment on the road. Boots of beguiling leave a sparkle where I tread. Plus eight helm of glamour merely flatters my head. What I said was the outfit is ornamental, it's incidental. The elixir's effect is ungentle. It blends me with confident types. If I lift a toast to them, am I being polite to the kids who arbitrated on the topic of cool? Look at my cool hat and fuck you. One attribute you did not roll. Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one goal to pass the stat check? To sip the extract, you command the respect.
Damien, are you saying attribute or attribute?
Attribute, obviously.
Because it sort of comes off sounding like... if you said attribute, then it'd be a verb, not a noun.
The words do whatever I tell them to do.
Your eyes are sparkly.
Corn syrup. We're breaking up. The doctor explained that I'm old as tut. I'm supposed to take pills that mitigate triglycerides. Seems weird at the crossroads, you and I. Dated for decades, built up trust. Might have loved sugar better, but it wasn't discussed. We hadn't agreed that you'd be in everything I'd eat. But you lied when you said you'd be all that I needed. PS2, don't leave me. You had a change of heart for a while, which was deceiving. I looked deep inside of you, fine-tuned a lens, left the screws off, thought we could just be friends. Maybe hook up on occasion for old time's sake, but you won't mount a disc now, boot to heartache. It's just not the same between us, so scat when your emulator's old enough. I'm ravishing that. I've had it, get the hints. Better break it off early, not risk suspense. Let a new generation learn to live with fence and windows with bars and bats that make dents in heads. And yikes, the lean times are scary. I changed my mind, prosperity, let's stay married. You've already given up on me, but what of love? It's the way you turn on a dime, you're not who I thought you was. I feel betrayed. You used to come visit a lot, plus you stayed. Now it's like, I don't know you, call you Jekyll and Hyde. My ears safe and warm, yet you wander outside. Where'd you sleep last night? Should I guess? Doesn't hurt when I burp. I'm without your distress. How'd you do me like this? That's it, we're not together. How's it my fault for taking up with eardrop? Whatever. Listen, we're breaking up. I know I left my heart in the heart of you, but I can't keep from feeling. Push came to shove, and you undid the part I was proudest to love. California, I'll still visit, I promise, not least among charms. You're the place where my mom is, and I'll be back. Get your votes rearranged. Till then, we can't date. It's your fault you changed.
Schaefer.
Yep.
Beef.
Hello.
Bought 3 movie tickets. Got the front row. Act 1.
Our plucky hero's hometown. Middle Americana, not a problem to be found. A single dad of one son with a dog just trying his best to make ends meet as a disaster scientist. One day, he stumbles upon some horrifying evidence. Our hero decides, I must inform the president.
Even though you seem to know exactly what you talk about, I don't think at this point in the plot I am gonna hear you out. But Washington's in fallout, can't return to my home. The slash floods, earthquakes, I pick up the red phone. You get this ragtag team made of washed up Marines and Dr. Jenny Marie. She studies weather extremes.
It's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers.
Is chasing them around. Big blue bolts of lightning spring up from underground. But our hero and his team have some hope for a cure.
If we can just get this crew into the center of the earth, we can install a nuclear device and detonate it. My findings indicate that this will stave off devastation.
I might have given in to my pride that is my sin, but take this check and shake my hand, cause you can always trust the white skin.
Sir, you won't regret it. Launch your finest satellite, arm it with the laser cannon aimed upon the blast site to activate the nuke. But the clock is counting down. We need to act fast as our time is running out.
Meanwhile, hurricanes, tidal waves, floods, sun flares cause it to seem to rain blood.
The president just got crushed by an asteroid.
And the plucky hero's son,
run faster, boy.
It's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster.
Last act, son makes it, dog does it. Odds may be stacked against the team, they discuss it.
A last ditch effort hangs heavy on our hero's mind. Blowing up the planet is the only hope for humankind. And to his leading lady, there is something I must say.
Hey, you and me can wait, I wanna have another yesterday. Sources say the Kremlin can take us into orbit. Go to space, fix the lasers in the earth, we can't restore it.
That's it, a crazy plan, but we have to try. The time is nigh, gather up supplies, we must survive.
Head out for Russia in a little rowboat. Get menaced by glaciers, almost bite it, but no. At the last moment, a decision to be made. There's the love of the boy, only one can get saved.
If he thinks too long,
whole globe is in peril.
If you don't shed a tear at the end,
your heart's still.
It's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers,
it's a disaster, it's a disaster, it's a disaster.
Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers,
it's a disaster.
It's a disaster,
it's a disaster.
Whenever you got
3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster,
it's a disaster.
Whenever you got
3 nerd rappers,
it's a disaster,
it's a disaster,
it's a disaster.
Nerd rap, infest your internet. You left a trap, but it's empty. MC front a lot. Took a gate, but the bait wasn't tempting. Ending up uncaged and at large. To talk smack at you through the networking appliance that's in charge of every drip of your attention. Yo, when mine goes out, I've got to log in just to mention my disappointment at the interruption of convenience. I mean, just a lot left, but none up in between. This couple of minutes here, a couple of minutes later, it's an outrage at the price I pay. These dictators of my leisure rule with an iron fist. Has anybody ever been so put up? Your GPS run out of battery.
First world problem.
Got to wake up Saturday.
First world problem.
You just delayed the honeymoon.
First world problem.
Pledge season's coming soon.
First world problem.
Half your friend list is spam account.
First world problem.
And you set the channel speakers out.
First world problem.
You set the channel speakers out. I can hear that it's not on.
Muffy, my hairy cream is mostly ineffective, and I'm struggling to keep this in perspective. But I feel like a massive injustice occurred. Says regrows hair on the tooth and words in a third or maybe a quarter of all users. I must have got swindled. Is it a fault of oozes? Ooh, Muffy, Muffy, I had all the servants tortured. Did you keep them on retainer? Do you got some more on order? Cause I can't comb my hair on my own no more. I got accustomed to the lifestyle, sift upon the spore. And it molded up my innards, made the blood turn blue. Muffy, Muffy, there's a revolution. What more can it do? Misplaced the Ambien.
First world problem.
Left a participle dangling.
First world problem.
You're scheduling your root canal.
First world problem.
Your grad schooling had no rationale.
First world problem.
You didn't like your appetizer.
First world problem.
Your yacht got capsized.
First world problem.
Your yacht got capsized. The first world problem that you had with your yacht.
They left. living conditions of the American masses, that's you, are swiftly deteriorating. Our generation is going through the final convulsions of the dying world of capitalism. That's what it says here. And if you don't believe that pamphlet, try this one.
While our capitalism is in a minor kerfuffle, you have to hustle before the fates come reshuffle. Rustle up another couple grievances and air 'em. You can laugh about it later, maybe. Needed all the sparing for the moment, though. You ordered half-calf, didn't get it. There was no TV set when you did it. Internet resetted itself just as I was in the middle of tournament play. And so I suffered from transmittal interruption. Completely ruined my day. MC front a lot's a jackass, all I'm trying to say. People buy CDs in these days of disaster. So poor me, I have to be a professional rapper. No bubbles in the soda cup. First world problem. App crash when you load it up. First world problem. Phone's OS is out of date. First world problem. Colors won't calibrate. First world problem. They never stock the snack you want. First world problem. Caught herpes from a sebutant. First world problem. You caught herpes from a sebutant. That magnificent creature. Got wall hacked in PvP. First world problem. Oh no, HD DVD. First world problem. Pixels aren't perfect square. First world problem. Your favorite rapper isn't debonair. First world problem. You own too many underwear. First world problem. And you're not much of a millionaire. First world problem. During the film, it's just another classic that you haven't seen still. Just another ill in the head in the plot. Norman Bates, is that all you got? Might have guessed from the name of the thing. Don't complain that you've never heard the ending of The Crying Game. Well, it's a penis, and at this point, a shaggy dog, which is nothing to see here. Move along. The apes ruled the earth. Vader's top of the loop. Brad Pitt and Ed Norton are obviously two people, but they gotta share one character. Bruce ain't alive, kid, no matter how he stare at you. Snape kills Dumbledore, but with a noble motive. Everybody's guilty on the Oriental locomotive. Fights villainy ends, world squabbling, and Deckard is a replicant, probably.
Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. Well, it's mutual. Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. Well, it's mutual.
Don't wage upon survival for Bambi's mom. Artax, old Yeller, Mufasa, King Kong, all spawn of Medea should fear for your throat. All on the Titanic should fear for your boat. Yo, front a lot, gave it away before it happened. If you're in Moby Dick, then I hope you're not the captain. If you are, then I urge rethink revenge, cause you're headed for the bottom and you're bringing your friends. Fall into Wonderland, then you're definitely dreaming. Sleeping by the stream and all is only seeming. If you're in the Bible, it ends in Armageddon. If you're in the Y2K, it's less upsetting. If you're living in the 80s, spoiler gay wham. Spaceships can blow up, trickle down, economics is a scam. But you'll figure that out. I don't want to wreck the ending for you, make you pout.
Well, it's mutual. Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. Well, it's mutual.
Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. In the future, do not do what you do. Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. In the future, do not do what you do. It won't last. If you're in the Kennedy clan, beware a muzzle flash. Airplanes also quite often destroyed them. And if you're a Lenin, there is a Chapman. Avoid him. Boy, when I'm spoiling the ending, you frown. No empire lasts forever. Go to town. You're old Rome. Look out for that Nero. In case you're a countdown, look out for zero. Anytime you're a ticking bomb explode. Nobody make it out except Horatio. Cause every peanut brittle got a stake inside. And Jack's in the box meant to startle Pop High. If you didn't already, I'll apologize. You can lose a game. It's a trick of the eye. It's not a bending of reality itself. Spoiler for infants, adults use stealth.
Could be a werewolf, a werewolf, a werewolf.
A beer wolf?
It's his, like, fifth hair change in the movie.
Yeah, so I keep trying to, like, sit people down and have them watch that entire episode of Mystery Science Theater, and Adam is one of the first who actually did.
Which one?
Werewolf.
Mm. I watched it with you years ago.
I know, I met people here.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes people here are lame. They're not as cool as you are.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why you moved there.
Somebody had to be the cool one.
Uh-huh.
So did you click on this link in Lounge of the Hovering Cats?
No.
I'm going to put that in your Skype, because you should see it.
You're going to put that in my Skype and smoke it?
And poke it. And, yeah. I'll drop that into radio chat, too, so... Yeah. Playing along at
home. We'll put it in the show notes. We don't have show notes. I don't think this is cool or funny.
Look at it for 5 or 6 minutes.
Really?
You gotta let it settle.
You really want me to look at this for 5 or 6 minutes? does it turn into tits or something?
See, if you squint.
What I did was, we were looking at it when you guys were having the vampire bird discussion, so I just was listening to vampire bird in my brain as I watched the cats float around, so, you know.
Their shadows don't move as they move. This Photoshop is bullshit.
You can tell by the pixels.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, this is not, this is not actually that cool, Mr. Spellhead.
It had a rather good quality to it for me.
Mm-hmm. Like the shit and wank demon?
Yeah.
Because I know how fond you are of the shit and wank demon.
The only thing I like better than nonsense stories told by a 5-year-old intellect is nonsense stories told by a 12-year-old intellect.
Oh. The shit and wank demon is funny.
Okay.
Because I can't fight who knows what happens if you do that,
right? I don't care what's wrong
maybe
or
it's
right.
Maybe it's a true story.
I don't really want to fight no more.
Let's see. Disco Daryl says, why are all the orcs in KOL half orcs? Because they're all frat boys and they do a lot of fucking.
Yeah. There aren't any orquettes.
Yeah, there are.
There are sorority orcs, that's true.
Yeah. But they're also half orcs, you know.
Oh, they are.
I don't know.
Okay.
Are all the orcs? I don't think the frat boys are half orc. I think they're just described as frat orcs.
They're described as orcish frat boys and frat orcs.
Yeah.
And I retconned that into being that some of them are just frat boys who have kind of an orc quality about them, and some of them are orcs who are actually frat boys.
Okay. Ferdowun says, in the Greater Than Sign Dungeon, I'd guess that most of the references there are from NetHack. However, I'd love a reference to Victor Borge's act Phonetic Punctuation in there. And then he links to a YouTube video. You know... It's like, I can appreciate that Victor Borge is talented, but I don't know that I always expect to enjoy when I watch his stuff, but then I think I don't.
I've enjoyed the excerpts that I've seen, just, like, the greatest hits stuff. Like, the inflationary language thing, where he ends up saying any 2511-ness, is just classic wordplay that you or I would have come up with if we...
He says what?
He's talking about inflationary language, like as inflation gets worse and worse, it creeps into the language, and then he just keeps talking, and anytime there's a number in the word that he's saying, he replaces it with a number one higher.
Mm.
So instead of saying any one for tennis, he says any 2511-ness. It's clever.
Huh.
It's cool.
Yeah, I don't know that I ever would have actually figured out what he was doing there.
He's kind of explaining it, is he?
Mm-hmm.
That's what YouTube is for.
That's what YouTube is for?
Yeah.
I thought it was for videos of Star Trek The Next Generation with farts put into them at funny moments.
I have to say the Matrix with the farts added in was pretty freaking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I did not see the Matrix with farts added in.
It was like, you know, when Morpheus and Neo were sparring... Morpheus does the, like, martial arts bow, just giant fart, and then you think that's air you're breathing? And just, like, both of them always kind of look like they just smelled something bad, so, yeah. It's a classic. The fart tricks? Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
You're just, like, flabbergasted. It's a classic. Are you kidding me?
Jeez, I thought you lived on the internet.
Yeah. Snave says, content suggestion. A funny you shouldn't be here message for post-Saint Sneaky Pete's Day, given how common this one is. That is a good idea, actually. I will do that tonight, or sometime like tonight, only in the future. finding my to-do list. That's not it.
Red-headed lady, finding my to-do list.
Guy raping a meal. We should have that guy whose name I fucking can't. Randy Newman. We should have Randy Newman write the theme song for Meal Raper.
Veal Raper.
Veal Raper.
See, I thought you said Veal Raper, which is even cooler because it's more specific.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's only, he only rapes you for your meal if you're eating veal.
Yep. That's what the second falsetto Veal Raper was for, just to pound that home.
For Veal Raper, like the theme song to it, can we just repurpose the Cop Rock theme song that Randy Newman performs and just kind of just insert?
Did Randy Newman do a theme song for Cop Rock?
Yeah, he's in there playing the piano with the cast and they're all singing along, having a great fucking time. I mean, do you not remember this?
Nobody besides you has seen any Cop Rock ever.
That's just a crime. Cop Rock is amazing. To watch a show that has a song called I Am the Baby Dealer in it, and he sings about, like, human trafficking, and it's not supposed to be a comedy, is incredible.
I was more of a Fish Police fan than a Cop Rock fan.
There was that
cop shows that only lasted one or two episodes.
There was that weird period after, like, The Simpsons got really popular, that everybody was rushing to do a primetime cartoon. I'd forgotten about Fish Police. I was thinking of Capital Critters.
I have the whole series of Capital Critters. Like, all eight episodes.
I'm beginning to think that you just are, like, the Library of Congress of 80s and 90s TV.
If it's a ridiculously obscure show that people probably hated when it was on TV, I probably have it somewhere. Mm.
Gragaban says, Jick, how do you like Have One On Me so far? I've only been able to fully digest the first disc, but it's pretty great. I still, in my travels through these two most recent albums, have not made it past the first song on the first one. That is not true. I actually listened to the first half of the first disc on the way home from work today. And it seems good. It seems a little more atmospheric. It's not, like, grabbing me the way that Emily song did. Damn, that's a good song. I'm mad that I played that on the radio and people were like, fuck you, that song sucks. And I was like, fuck you, you suck. Robot Porn says, would equipment that granted effects during rollover be realistic to implement? I wouldn't bother balancing this for Aftercore, but if I had a pool of enchanted hardcore pants to pick from, it could get interesting. Enchanted hardcore pants. It would be a little rough. Like, I shaved some time off of rollover fairly recently by kind of generalizing the way that stuff that gives adventures at rollover works, so that it doesn't have to be a whole bunch of individual hard-coded queries in the rollover script. And this would require that sort of, you know, unless we, you know, I suppose we could figure out a way to store that in the player table somehow and then go through. You'd still have to cycle through it, though. If it was something that wasn't going to happen to everybody, you'd still be having to step through rows and inserting rows into the effects table one at a time. Because then, you know, what happens if you already have some of that effect? It's got to do a different operation than if you don't, so it's not a matter of doing, like, a simple query. The new backup stuff is, like, in testing, and over the next, like, couple of weeks, it's going to be more and more in testing. So it is entirely possible that this whole much, much shorter rollover thing is, like, seriously on the horizon. Hmm. Which will be pretty cool. I think that it is possible that we're going to get it down to something like 5 minutes of downtime a night. Which will be awesome. Severus says, can we please get the ability to change clan names now? You always said we could just make a new clan, but now with all the VIP furniture, there's more to lose. Yeah, I suppose that is true. You know what I think I fucked up? I think that if you disband a clan with a pool table in it, the person who put the pool table in there gets it back, but I don't think I remember to do that with the Looking Glass. I need to make myself a note to do that.
I really got to listen to last week's show.
You what?
I really got to listen to last week's show. I had about 3 times the beer I would normally have during a show. And I'm just looking at some of the questions, like, why is somebody telling me how the proper way to say belt buckle in Spanish?
I think they're doing that because they think that you wrote the item that Riff wrote. And I don't know, like, I remember there being a bunch of stuff written on the whiteboard about that, where Riff was talking to the pretentious artist who, you know, I don't know which one of you is the most likely to get a pronoun right in Spanish. Probably him, I would say, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like there are probably definitely like grammatical rules of Spanish that you know that he doesn't, and so certain questions you would know the answer to and he would not.
The plural of it is feminine in the spindler.
Huh. That might have just been because he fixed it in the singular but not the plural. let's see. Cloudstrife says, I'd like to be able to slash use quest items such as the plus sign. I believe that you can. I don't think there's anything that stops you from slash using the plus sign. Not cool to not be able to sing Sticky Pete's Day in Oxy. You could at least let the drunkenness potions work. No, I mean, you don't drink, man.
Don't
be in Oxy on St. Sneaky Pete's Day, man. That's the answer. Or if you want to be in Oxy all the time, then you don't get the stuff that you get for drinking booze, man.
That might be why we've never made like a giant game breaking suboptimal or a optimal thing out of Sneaky Pete's Day.
Yeah. Well, actually, to answer your question, Severus, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could see like, you know, charging a million meat from the coffer to change the name of a clan from the administration thing. I don't think that would break anything. I don't think there's any place where those get cashed. I mean, it definitely wouldn't break anything. I don't think it would make anything weird. Changing a player name would be weird because a lot of your old stuff would show up as from your old player name because of the fact that, like most theoretical computer science principles, database normalization is complete bullshit in practice. Yeah, you know, it's fine if you're on infinite hardware, on an infinite plane of uniform density.
Yeah.
Uniform.
I was wondering about changing player names the other day, because there was somebody who had an offensive name but had burned some 30,000 turns over the past year before somebody brought it to our attention. I'm just thinking, like, what if they could still log in under the name that they've always had, but it would just, anywhere that anybody else could see it, it would be replaced with a new name?
I mean, I think that'd be kind of tricky and such limited utility that it's off the cuff. I would say that I kind of wouldn't want to mess with it. There's a lot of places that stuff would have to change in order to make that work. What was the player name that was so offensive but managed to last so long?
Albiniger?
Huh.
Yeah.
Was it spelled wrong? I thought we made it so you couldn't make accounts with the word nigger in them anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure it was... because the guy's still active.
Huh. Maybe I never did do that. How do you know it's not just a guy named Francis Albiniger?
You know, I don't.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Or his name is Al Biniger.
That's probably what it is.
There's nothing offensive about him other than his name.
Yep. I mean, we didn't disable him, we let it go, because that's kind of our mistake, not catching that early on.
Somebody linked to a fantasy league that's like a tournament bracket, only everything is like vampire, witch, zombie, werewolf, troll, elf, fairy, gnome. yeah, zombie webs.
I thought some of those were specious. I'm not seeing a zombie taking out an elf.
Is it like a lone zombie? Because of course elf's going to kick the shit out of it.
It seems like it is, a lone zombie.
Because, I mean, zombies' strength lie in numbers. And if you have just odd
maybe, but maybe it's the strength of the idea, not like it's a fight, right?
Ah. Like a popularity
it's
contest?
Like what's cooler, a vampire or a witch? I mean, I think a zombie is cooler than a werewolf.
You'd be wrong.
But I also
there,
think a troll is cooler than an elf.
You'd be totally wrong about the zombie werewolf thing.
A zombie werewolf would be fucking awesome.
That would be rad.
I don't know, man. You think?
Yeah. Like, what would be more frightening than a werewolf? Like a huge humanoid wolf. What about a huge humanoid wolf that, when it bites you, not only kills you, but turns you into a werewolf and brings you back from the dead?
And think about the conditions you'd have to, that have to be, like, taking place. That'd be a full moon during the zombie apocalypse, and a bunch of zombies that have to hold on a werewolf. It'd be awesome. That would be awesome. I'm going to vote awesome on that.
You would not only have to shoot them in the head, but you'd have to use silver bullets.
Yep.
Would Wolfsbane work on them?
It would work for the werewolf part.
But not so, would it cut them in half? What does Wolfsbane do to werewolves?
Indigestion?
If you can get them to drink a tea made from it, yeah, it will make them very cross.
Is this Wolfsbane? You son of a bitch.
What? Sorry.
No, I was just thinking of the werewolf kind of sitting, sipping tea. Is this fucking Wolfsbane? Seriously, guy.
I thought you were calling me a son of a bitch for some reason. Yeah, so I keep looking at these cats and it's still not cool.
I don't need a reason to call you a kind of a bitch. Jesus! I'm a little worried because in the book Under the Dome, there's a guy who has a brain tumor, and one of the ways that it manifests is he keeps, like, ending words the wrong way and turning them into other words. Or, like, combining words and, like, spoonerisms and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I finally finished Deadwood as a series, which I heartily recommend to you if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Are you averse to that somehow?
It didn't seem that interesting to me.
Have you seen any of it?
No.
So how do you know that it doesn't seem interesting if you have not been exposed to it at all?
It's a... I don't know.
Is it because you don't like things that are good?
Yeah, that might be it. No,
I feel like we missed that.
It's like, oh, it's a Western, and people say cocksucker a lot.
Not precisely a Western, right? It takes place not in the West and at a slightly later era. There aren't like cowboys, they're miners.
It's like historical drama.
I don't know. I think that you would really like it. It is probably the most intelligently written television show that I've ever encountered. Like it is written like Shakespeare, basically. Like if you don't pay attention, and parse in fairly quick real time every sentence, you will not understand what people are talking about because every sentence is so, like, florid and dense with content. And also super vulgar.
Cool.
I was watching, I finished the series, and so I started watching the, like, special features on the ends of the discs, or on the last disc of each season, and there were a couple of interviews, and the guy who wrote it, like, just, I could just watch interview after interview with him just because it's a fucking joy to listen to him talk.
Huh.
I believe that you would like it. And this is not in a, like, I think you should like it, but, you know, like Freddy Got Fingered. I believe that you would think it was good.
Groovy. No, I'll check it out. Bye.
Hexagon says, suggested monster name, Hemogoblin. Yeah, the pretentious artist had written Hemogoblin and Homoglobin upon his whiteboard. So, He just sometimes thinks of things that are funny and writes them down. Like rape dick pussy.
Yep.
Just being, don't know what that...
I like the idea of just a jet-setting gay guy being called somebody who's engaging in some homoglobin.
Some homoglobin. He's just being gay all over the world.
Yep.
Super Dimension Man says, I just listened to your stirring rendition of the Ode to Booze for the first time. Have you ever considered abandoning KOL to go on tour with that? Incidentally, Jick and the Asymmetric Crew would make a great name for a band. Hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about going on tour to sing one song.
You'd be like every band in a movie that's not a concert movie. Where there's like the giant concert that everybody goes to and the band plays one song and then it's over.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know, like, you do.
Mm-hmm. Or like every band that was ever on Buffy.
Yeah.
Even the Breeders were on an episode of Buffy. That seemed weird to me, because I thought of the Breeders as like a bigger deal than most of the stuff that they...
Mm-hmm. So was Amy Mann, though.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Do I have to explain to you who Amy Mann is again?
She was in... Oxygen?
Yeah.
I'm not making that up, am I?
What's Oxygen?
What was Amy... Air? What?
I have no idea what you're talking about. She was in Till Tuesday. She's the girl who sings Voices Carry.
Or Oxygen... Huh.
Yeah. Manfred Mann is who it was.
Who?
The guy who sings Blinded by the Light.
Then Quinn, what are you talking about?
I'm not gonna bite. I'm not gonna. You're putting me on.
I'm sorry, I've completely lost the thread of this conversation. I don't know what band I thought she was in. I don't know, okay, I think it is the band Air that I am, for some reason, associating with her. And maybe I was just introduced to both of those things at the same time?
I think so.
When I look, Air, Air is French electronic music duo.
Amy Mann did the soundtrack for Magnolia.
Did that movie have air in it?
They were all breathing, yes.
Okay. Were they breathing frogs?
Air did the... Yeah, at the end. Air did the soundtrack for The Virgin Suicides.
Okay, so maybe I got Magnolia and The Virgin Suicides confused? I never saw The Virgin Suicides.
It's kind of spoiled at the with the title. There are these girls, they don't have a lot of sex, and guess what happens to them?
Well, I mean... But is that really a spoiler?
No, I mean...
is it a spoiler, you know, like, Armageddon? You know, right, like, right. Oh, well, we know what this is about. Spoiler.
Well, no, just that I thought it was kind of weird, because the whole setup of the movie is, like, following these girls and these guys kind of fantasizing about the girls next door, blah, 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 and it's leading up to... the, like, shocking suicide at the end. And
it's like, but it's so it's, called, it is supposed to be a twist?
It's called The Virgin Suicides, and everybody seems so surprised. I guess the people in the movie don't know what the movie is called. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute.
You know, like,
this thing's called
American
Predator?
Psycho is called American Psycho, but that doesn't mean that the people shouldn't be surprised when that guy murders them.
Well, they weren't being specific.
Oh, so... Psycho is about Psycho. A psycho on a motorcycle.
I thought American Psycho was about Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, it is.
It was mostly about Huey Lewis in the News. It was about how Christian Bale likes to freak out and scream at people.
I think every movie with Christian Bale in it is about that now.
He was pretty calm in Equilibrium.
Until the end.
Of course. Everybody was pretty calm in Equilibrium. Yeah, sure. Then I guess he freaked out. Yeah, Christian Bale is like a freaking out machine.
We gotta pull up Newsies and see if he has a point in Newsies where he just goes ballistic.
Well, it's like Empire of the Sun, right?
Was he like a child actor, too?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was in a terrible musical called Newsies back in the day.
Last Chance says, how about a booze equivalent of the mug cake to be sold in the gift shop? Not asking for booze equivalent of fortune cookie. Just 20 meat item gives one adventure for one drunkenness. I'm guessing that in any eventual tavern revamp, there will be some cheap way to get one adventure per drunkenness out of a thing that you don't have to adventure for or whatever. I would probably base those prices on the existing stuff like mug cakes and fortune cookies. Magic Legume says, if you were to compile everything the lot of you have written for the game into a book of normal size, how large would that book be? You know, I don't know. I had tried at some point to figure out like how many megabytes of text there was. And it's hard to do. There's a lot of places for text to hide in this game.
Because I'd love to know how many words are in KOL. Somebody has actually asked that before, like what the word count is.
Yeah. We just don't know. Ipecac with the P capitalized. I love the greater than sign, thanks! Is there any chance of changing lowercase k's to drop the kobold bounty items? No. I didn't want to deal with the complexity of how that would have to work, so I just decided that, you know, they're just different monsters.
Yep.
There are different numbers of monsters. Wait, no, there aren't. Never mind. I'm retarded. Is there any chance, says Echo Phantom, that we could get a click-to-hide function on the sections of the clan activity log similar to the discoveries page? Well, if you ask Uncle C. Moyer super nicely. Ertest1 says, we were talking about the hookah in the forums, and we were wondering, are the hookah buffs 100% random, or is there a weighted mechanic? They are 100% random, as far as I know. Grimdell says, with the recent meat sinks, have you thought about something to sink the other KOL currencies? Lucre, hobo nickels, level 12 dimes and quarters? Maybe some kind of piggy bank that you can fill up with random currencies and either trade it in somewhere or break it and find something else? That's how, it's weird. Like, my piggy banks as a kid always worked. I would fill them up, but then when I broke them, instead of what I put in them, they would be filled with flies.
Yeah. I think instead of change, you were putting in rotten meat.
Yeah.
And it was spawning maggots, spontaneously creating them.
Yeah, that's how that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Linguini led links to something on Rather Good entitled Bucket. Ooh, it's a movie called Bucket of Shit.
I feel like that dude's going downhill. I would rather, like, see two hedgehogs in a raft singing about various slang terms for a vagina than more things about stuff made out of shit.
Right, but that's just because you, for some reason, don't understand that vaginas are just as disgusting as shit.
And that's a fact that you understand all too well.
I know, yeah.
Josh the Maniac says, I've noticed that Red... Okay, I'm going to assume Josh the Maniac talks like this. I've noticed that Red Minotaur isn't cocktail craftable with vodka. When will we see it as a mixer with alcohol? Because Josh the Maniac is either a sorority girl or super, super gay. Because he's drinking Red Bull and vodka mixed together.
I feel like frat boys drink Red Bull and vodka, too.
Yeah, they do. They do.
That's the same thing as gay.
I feel like a lot of people drink
Adam says, vodka, isn't that the same thing as a totally gay dude, a frat boy?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not going to put it in there because I think vodka Red Bull is a fucking abomination.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that one.
You know, I don't even really like vodka drinks in general, but I certainly don't like vodka mixed with something that tastes like gum that's been up somebody's ass.
Right. Every time I've been out with friends and one of them has ordered a Red Bull and vodka, my response is always the same. It's like, what sorority did you say they were in? And their response is always the same. Well, I'm tired, you know, and I need some caffeine to pick me up, but I still want to get totally drunk, brah. Like, well, then have a rum and coke, or a Jack and Coke, or a Coke, like a grown-ass man, and stop drinking like you're in a fucking sorority.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, not that this is... You could just drink a Red Bull, too, right?
Yeah. Although Red Bull just fills me with rage.
Somebody who doesn't mind the taste of Red Bull can drink a Red Bull, and that's fine.
And then drink some beers or something. You know?
Like
if we were out drinking, Scully, what I would do is, I like Yag Bombs. I do. I like Jagermeister and Red Bull. And then, you know, ask me what sorority I was in, I'd be like, doesn't fucking matter, you're never coming to the parties.
Which that's right, because you're not cool enough. That's cool why you don't like it, Mr. Scully, because you're not cool enough. That sounds pretty awful. I don't think I've ever had Jaeger bombed into anything.
That's what we do.
The only kind of bomb ritual beverage that I like is the Irish car bomb, and I only like that because it's racially offensive.
Right. Have you tried the Flaming Dr. Pepper thing?
No.
That's pretty good.
How does that work?
Take a glass of cheap beer and a shot that's, rum with a 151 on top of it?
Yep.
Light the 151 on fire, drop it in, and then slam it.
Huh.
And it kind of tastes, it gives a sweetness to the beer. Makes it kind of taste like Dr. Pepper a little bit if you're already real drunk.
Huh. Or if you have a disease that makes everything taste like Dr. Pepper.
This bacon tastes like Dr. Pepper.
That disease would be really awesome for a little while. And it'd be awesome whenever you had to eat things that were gross, but I feel like eventually you'd be like, God, I'd really go for a Mountain Dew right now.
If you ever wanted to get truly trash, you could drink Tech Nine, the wrapper, and have, 151 Malibu and pineapple juice. They call them Caraboulous.
They sure do. A friend of mine used to do rum and coke all night with 151. Just 151 and coke.
I don't really like rum drinks, and I don't really like... I like Coca-Cola, but I don't like any drinks with Coca-Cola in them. Hmm. I don't know why. You know, I can drink straight Jack, and I can drink straight Coke, but a Jack and Coke is just nauseating to me. I don't know what it is.
Not even a Colorado Bulldog?
Now you're just making up shit. That's on Urban Dictionary. That's a sex act.
No, that's... Colorado Bulldog's White Russian with Coca-Cola in it.
That sounds terrible.
It's delicious.
Hey...
Gleaves writes, if you put vodka and Red Minotaur in the game, make it a combat item that kills frat boys.
If only.
We call it a douche bomb.
If only vodka and Red Bull killed frat boys. There would be so far fewer of them.
There wouldn't be any frat boys. It'd be extinct.
If you could figure out how, I would probably the shot of Jaeger dropped in Red Bull if you could figure out a way to make the name racist.
Hmm.
Right, like a lazy Mexican bomb.
Jagermeister and Red Bull call it a lazy Mexican bomb. That's just...
Or like, I don't know.
A kraut spicker?
I was gonna say kike napper, but
damn.
But kraut,
which is either
spicker,
a thing,
man,
that steals Jews or puts them to sleep. good. Krautspicker.
Yep.
Alright. No, I'm still not going to drink that. Sorry. We just didn't do a good enough job.
When I offer you a heeb chinker at Comic Con, you better fucking drink it.
Jesus.
Alright, whatever it is, I'll drink it. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Asshat says, after all I've done for the council, all I got was a concrete fedora. Much respect for front. Yeah, I was happy. He showed me when I was there last year. He was like, he had written the first verse of the KOL song, and then he was like, totally gonna put it on the new album. And I was like, woo!
There's some awesome wordplay in that. I like it because it's not only a KOL theme song from a musician that I respect, but it's clear that he has a deep understanding and abiding love for the game.
Right.
So,
and he references mostly things that you wrote.
Yeah, that's the quickest way to my heart.
Yep.
Besides straight through the sternum. I almost said straight through the scrotum, and that is not the quickest way to my heart.
Although the most used.
you don't have a bad case of heart balls. It's a disease where your heart moves down into your scrotum.
I was imagining you just developed a scrotum on around your heart. what I was seeing.
Now that just sounded like a lyric from a country song. You made me feel like there's a scrotum wrapped around my heart.
Thank you, Toby Keith.
No problem. Veal Raper, Veal Raper.
It's not Veal Raper. It's Veal Raper.
It is now.
You had that like rant, like, and then he raped the veal. It's like in the back, like the undertone. With his curly
Grin Grim says, I've noticed that pants seem to get no love in this game compared to some other things. Be honest, how many of you are wearing pants right now? I'm almost always wearing pants.
Yeah, pretty much.
I even shower in pants.
I'm going to be wearing pants. If I'm awake and dry, I'm going to be wearing pants.
So, like, when you piss yourself in your sleep, you're especially not wearing pants?
I was thinking when I'm in the shower, I'm not wearing pants.
Are you asleep in the... Do you sleep in the shower?
I said if
that seems really wasteful.
If I'm awake and or dry, I'm wearing pants.
Pobblebunk says, something you might be interested in, it's a beer map, mostly in the States. And it links to beermapping.com. This looks like a blog that I don't understand. That's maybe a tool that I also don't understand.
Are you just like... Are they just posting locations of breweries?
I don't know what it is.
Thing?
Right now I'm distracted because I can't wait for the show to be over so that I can watch Bucket of Shit. that just seems like well, you can get a t-shirt that has a picture of a panda on it that says Bucket of Shit.
Huh.
I should buy you one of those. I'll also buy you one of those I have to go, I just sharted shirts.
I think I'm going to have to open a Cafe Press store just to sell Eskimos of Shit, the shirt.
Yeah.
Have you forgotten the Eskimos of Shit discussion?
No, I haven't. Okay. Like, we are the Eskimos of Shit.
Yeah.
Because we have so many words for shit.
Yeah.
And no words for... what did we not have any words for?
Common decency.
Yeah. Hush says, can you please, please make the rave gear from the disco band at Nemesis Quest a zap group? I ended up with 3 visors, 6 glow sticks on strings, 2 rave pants, and 6 teddy bear backpacks before getting the candy necklace. That's enough pieces for 2.5 extra outfits.
And you got a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah. You know, ask Riff. Ask again Thursday. That's funny, because what if they're not listening? NovaKnight21 says, any plans on letting us combine the time sleigh with the hot tub in the VIP room to create a hot tub time machine? Are you at all excited about hot tub time machine?
So apparently this is a thing. I haven't seen the trailer that people are going nuts about. I haven't seen much of anything about it.
I feel like I have heard that it's pretty good.
Oh, Rob Corddry's awesome. So.
It seems like some talented people are involved in it, and it's supposed to be like ridiculous and stupid to begin with, so it's not like a Snakes on a Plane where it was going to be this badass action movie and then the internet was like, oh, it's probably going to be hilarious, and they were like, yeah, we'll make it hilarious too.
Well, no, it's got
it's at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I believe is an error.
Well, it hasn't been released yet, right? So
it says opening. Wow, what the... Repo Man got a 22%?
Well, that's what you get when you steal the premise from a better movie.
I was really looking forward to that. What's the movie that they stole the premise from?
Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Oh.
It's about this future where there's a corporation that will give you replacement organs on an installment plan, and if you don't pay your bill on time, the Repo Man will come and take your organ back.
Hmm.
Which, now, Repo Man is a movie about a corporation that in the future...
Yeah, completely distinct from their premise.
Huh. I don't know. I mean, I like that dude.
Which What's dude? Forrest Whitaker or
Why
Jude
can't
Law?
I fucking remember anything?
Forrest, you know, Whitaker or Jude Law?
Forrest Whitaker.
I do like me some Forrest Whitaker.
Wait, is Forrest Whitaker actually in that movie?
Yeah, I just wish he would look at me when he's talking to me.
I was joking, actually. Because I was trying to think of the other guy's name, and I was like, what's the guy that's the least like that guy?
So Jude Law was the guy?
Jude Law, yeah. Yeah, okay. In my mind, Forest Whitaker is the opposite of Jude Law.
Shouldn't they just cancel each other out then, and the movie would just be a blank screen?
Yeah. Ooh, it's also got Liev Schreiber. How can this be bad?
Apparently it is. It's been said that it's boring. And.
Huh.
It's the lack of singing, man.
I don't know. Repo the Genetic Opera got just terrible reviews from everybody. And I
was Repo a musical?
Yep.
Huh.
Had Giles from Buffy as the Repo Man, and he sang. And had the little girl from Spy Girls Spy Kids as a hero.
Spy Girls is that other movie.
That's the version that I keep hidden under the mattress. Wait, that's the dead hooker.
What really sucks is that you have it on actual projector reels, so yeah. You just have these two giant hexagonal canisters that are like 8 inches wide underneath your mattress.
Yeah, and I just hold them up to the light.
Yep. Can we stop being on the radio?
And we have 4 more minutes. You provide quality comedy for 4 more minutes.
I don't want to.
None of us are Marvel fags in here. We're not going to talk about Captain America.
We should talk about Captain America.
What the fuck is Captain America?
He was in a band with Amy Mann.
That Oxygen band.
Right, an Oxygen band. And Manfred Mann was somehow involved.
The supergroup, Captain America, Amy Mann, and Manfred Mann.
And Wesley Willis.
And Tom Green.
And Meatloaf. It was wonderful.
We were talking a long time ago about a sitcom. Hot Stuff and I were talking about a sitcom where the three characters were Metatron, Megatron, and a metronome.
That would be excellent.
Yeah. All right, so that was 1 minute of quality comedy.
Okay, somebody linked us to Axe Cop.
And, yeah, I thought Axe Cop was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. So, okay, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, stories told as if a 5-year-old were telling them, if illustrated by a comic book artist, are awesome.
Okay, so what if they're done by, what if they're accompanied by music, by a powerful synthesizing organ?
Well, it just depends if somebody is making the payments on time to the for the synthesizing organ.
So right. If I do like a super sweet motion graphic for a Wesley Willis song, we turn to a music video, you'll agree that the song is awesome.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more picky about what goes in my ears than my eyes.
That's weird, because you're not at all picky about what goes into your ass.
Yeah.
Although you're really touchy about what goes into your urethra. Really, everybody is. I think. Because I winced even saying that.
Urethra.
Captain Spam says, was MC Frontalot's new KOL song just a clever meat sink to get everyone to send his account a million meat? I don't know. I wonder if anybody did. That'd be pretty funny.
He does warn you straight up what he's going to do with it, so.
Yeah.
Can't blame him. I do like the way he brings a song back around. Yeah, like starting with the million meat and ending with the million meat. Check out my cool hat and fuck you.
Yeah. That's the one part.
I like it.
The one part of Charisma Potion. I don't know. Like, I don't like that fuck you.
The profanity's just not offensive to me coming out of that dude's mouth for some reason.
It's
just
it's not offensive. It just seems it's the only part of the sentiment that seems petty to me.
It's the only part of the Tom.
Yeah. It's the only part of the Tom Petty that seems Johnny Cash.
I do like
that. You know, because, I can relate to that song a lot. Like, just the sort of, like, concepts of it. Like, I always sort of thought of myself as a person not who, like, I feel like My ability to be, like, a heart in the real world was born of spade tendencies. Like, I feel like I do not actually have social skills, but I've just, like, worked out the math to getting along with people. And
have you?
You know, maybe not.
I'm sorry, yeah. that was a big target. That was a duck.
But no, to whatever extent I have, social skills, I do not feel like they came to me naturally, right? Like, to whatever extent I am charming, I feel like it is because I have, you know, like, worked out the geometry of charm to become the charming son of a bitch that I am.
I feel like I feel like that's the same for most everybody, though.
You think?
You kind of learn how to interact with people.
I don't know. I feel like in general, people don't necessarily approach it logically.
Yeah.
And I definitely did, right? I mean, like, 'cause there's got to be some difference between the people who just grow up sort of innately socialized and the people who grow up as, like, you know, super obnoxious nerds and then sort of, like, get cool when they get older.
Right. I'm one of those too. And then yeah. I feel like it was a learning process of, oh, I need to listen to people when they're talking and say, you know, talk about things that would interest them instead of just what I'm interested in and
right.
all that. But, I think that where you differ is having the analytical mind to, in hindsight, feel that you had done it in a very mechanical way.
Huh.
To take something that's ordinary for people to do and overanalyze it, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That song just sort of really spoke to me, and, like, the fuck you bit, just, it just bugs me a little bit.
Ah. Maybe in concert he can replace it with thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Look at my cool hat.
Fudge you.
Yeah. Fudge you. Right.
Come on, baby, bite my wire. Look at my cool hat.
I was just thinking fudge you is just like a guy in a yarmulke going, be very, very quiet. Anyway, then now we can be off the radio. We've done our duty.
Cool.
Duty. See y'all next week.
Good night.
I keep having the same nightmare over and over again. Just the phone won't stop ringing. And it's people who want me to front for them and bust rhymes. MC front a lot is not installed, so don't call 800 front for all. I'm off the ball of wax to rock the rough tracks. Some tax is all up in the mix of a latch. So I hacks a beat together like a slash to rampage. MC front a lot, inundated by the rhythm arrays. Some days I brag, some days I boast. 24/7 I front the most.
This poor fellow isn't sharp.
Let's see what pointers we can pick up of our honesty.
You wouldn't think that I would front. Most days do nothing but sit around dropping the lyrics into the drum cuts, butts, and scores. I hear naysay, don't play. It's fun to get offended, go away. There ain't no need to be real, huh? Funking on the sample like a trained MC. We all seek a second stepping from the post. 24/7, I front the most.
Your audience subconsciously judges you as much by what they see as what they hear you say.
Well, am I wrecking every break beat that could take 8 weeks? Only ever stop fronting the smoke bowls, take leaks and sleep. I catch a cat nap sitting in front of the mic so much that my ass chaps. Gap. I was fronting in the other room, boogalooing. Well, I wasn't, but I wanted to, and I'm gonna rock the mic day and night. Do I give up the ghost? 24/7, I front the most.
If your intentions aren't in your thinking, you must convince yourself.
And now, for at least 8 hours, it's late.
Hello?
Hey, I have this number for MC Frontalot. Is this him?
Yes. What do you want?
Can you tell me the impedance of a resistor icosahedron?
What? I don't know that. No.
Can you teach me to freestyle?